No.
No. Welcome to Why Do We Hang Out, episode 69. Chris has something to play for Justin, who was totally here the entire time.
I don't have to play. I just have to tell you something. Okay, so you were told to pray today by everyone's favorite Andy Bergdorfer. Because at the time, the game was 0-14, and it was still in the first quarter. So, reasonable thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
What is today? December something or inth?
The 11th.
The 11th of December, for those who are football fans. You know how this one played out. Because also, Andy is a fan of San Francisco. Justin is a fan of the Jets.
It's the 49ers. They did what the 49ers have been doing this year.
So, I had said, I doubt he's had time to see it, because you were working, and I didn't know.
Yeah, don't check Facebook.
So, but I know you watched the games
at work. Oh, no, I actually got to watch the fourth quarter.
But I didn't.
Yeah. In overtime.
Well, see, I didn't know these, but this is what I had told him. Oh. And then all
I know
get,
you can look outside every
I get
now
this,
and then check the score.
I get this at 4:30.
Took my break.
Welp, he must have prayed. Next time you see him, kindly tell him in the nicest possible way to eat a flaming bag of shitty dicks.
Aww.
Love, Andy.
Aww. I'll put some code red
on
it.
We were just talking about how sweet Andy was.
Yeah. And then that.
Yeah. Usually I get messages from him throughout the day. It stopped about like 1:30.
When we started the podcast, I used to get just liner notes from Andy for the entire podcast while I'm at work.
Yeah.
35.
Well, like, he's so critical of his own work on it. He's like, that could have been funnier.
It wasn't just him. It was his critique of us.
Oh yeah.
Which was like, he was good at it.
Like, yeah. It's like, why didn't you just do that as another podcast? A review of a podcast with a podcast. Make it like a meta experience.
He just wants to review us.
Yeah.
And give him
have
opinion.
Andy back.
No, no, it is great to have him.
Yeah, for sure.
Totally. Those ones are always fun. Yeah, I've had some people listen to it, and they think that ET
last
episode
time,
is hilarious.
Last time, did we have both Andys?
Because it is.
No, I don't think we've had both Andys on.
Oh, no, because fucking.
But he didn't, obviously he didn't show up, so.
Yeah, Pat kind of flakes.
He was there this morning when I was
I've invited
home, so.
Pat. He's like, all gung-ho and right up until showtime.
Yeah, he's so white, he's like Frosted Flakes, dude. Like, that's real. That's not even being funny. Like, that's real. He's like the king of flakes.
But he's been working a lot lately. Yeah. We saw him.
He has Sundays off, but he has curling tonight, so.
Oh, that's legit.
That's,
you know, a part of me wants to talk mad shit
but
about curling.
But he just
curling,
beat Mark Rippon last week, so.
No, but I'm like, I've seen curling. Like, that shit looks intense. Like, that. Like, I want to hate, but that shit looks way
like
intense.
Him and John are, like, they're winning their league right now.
Oh, his cousin?
Yeah.
His cousin's cool as balls,
dude. Oh, yeah.
Talking to that dude.
Oh, yeah. He's great. And I told him, I was like, you know, and I didn't know, I always forgot his name.
Yeah, you always forget
and
his
I'm
name.
And I'm like,
so.
I was like, I'll be real, because him and I would have great conversations. And he was like, man, he's like, you know, Chris, you're great to talk to. I enjoy having conversations with you. Like, I have a great conversation with you. I enjoy when you and Pat come in. I have no idea what your fucking name is. And he goes, for real? I'm like, oh, yeah, no, not a clue, dude. Not even remotely. Because I'm not, again, good. Tact and me aren't best friends. So I was like, I don't know your name. And he's like, I've come in. And at that time, that's when they were coming in a lot. He's like, I've come in like every week for like 2 months. I'm like, oh, I know. It's been great. Not a clue what your name
I'd
is.
I'd give you shit, but I've had those.
And he's like, people say my name. And I'm like, I'm not good at it. Like,
you're
it's
not
just
fucking
not,
Beyonce.
Yeah. Like, it's just, I'm not, it's, I was like, it's nothing against you. And he's like, it's John. I'm like, oh, it's great to meet you, John. He's like, you're
hey,
a dick.
John.
I'm like, oh, yeah, God, no, that's real. 100%.
We all know I'm a dick.
Good job.
Yeah, like, yeah. Welcome to the club. So it was a great podcast, though, right?
Yeah,
we had a good time.
We talked about us being dicks.
Yeah, dicks. Yeah. Oh, everybody gets to listen to like, right before you called, because you're on the podcast for that,
thanks.
By the way.
Yeah.
But I was here the whole time, so.
Yeah, but when you had to go outside and you called us.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because I want to be a part of the phone call.
Yeah. You wanted to still be a part of it. You didn't want to leave us.
Yeah.
But we did do.
Separation issues.
Yeah. While you were outside, Jarrell played the voicemail that I had left him.
The night we fucked up
when we went to go see
Gross.
Daniel Tiger, because apparently we wanted to hang out with a bunch of fucking children, which doesn't sound creepy at all.
Wasn't creepy.
But,
and then we hung out with you at the bar.
Yeah. And we had a good time. It was a fun podcast.
Oh, that's why I had to drive you guys back to the car, because you guys parked so far away and walked to a close bar.
Oh, that was that guy.
We parked close enough to go down to the Fox. Then we walked to the bar.
Yeah, that's a weird story not told. It should have been. So we were at the Fox, and he's like, let's go to this one place since we can't go here. Okay. And at that point,
two fucking blocks,
no,
and Chris makes it sound like
three blocks.
No. Initially, though, the problem we had was while we were walking to find it, we walked like five blocks the wrong direction. And he's like,
but there's no third party for directions out of the two of you guys, so that's why you guys got
so we're sitting there arguing, and I go, what is the name of the place? And he tells me, and I look it up, and I'm like, Jarrell? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, we need to turn around. It's three blocks that way. We would have been there. We could have left the Fox 2 seconds. Just beep, boop, boop, beep, boop.
Also, for a 15-minute walk, Chris and I made it in 7.5 minutes.
Yeah, no, because, yeah, we walk a lot. We were fucking flying. Yeah. Right, no, that's real talk. We walk like lightning. We have lightning feet, dude. Yeah.
And I was probably sitting at home, not drinking, just kind of waiting for my friends to
call. Well, the next time an astrophysicist comes to town, I will gladly hit
you. I don't feel bad. They left me horrific voice message.
That was a polite voice message.
No, that wasn't.
That was 100%.
If you had the fucking number the first time, we wouldn't have had to.
Do you still have the voicemail? Because if you still have the voicemail, you can throw it on him.
You
can
play
it because
I already played my voicemail from him.
But if you don't have it, in Justin's logic, there's no proof.
It was November 10th.
Yeah.
Because we were supposed to be there at November 17th.
Which is what I thought.
Oh, then put
it
up to
the
microphone.
Do it to your microphone. Kevin's mic isn't on.
This one.
Play it.
Listen here, you morose motherfucker. What the shit do you think you are ignoring my phone call? I don't give a fuck if you're working. Oh, I'm going to join you. I can't be able to focus football. Fuck football. Fuck that shit. You pick up the goddamn phone. If you don't listen to this voicemail, it's number 4. You need to know that. If you don't listen to it and then you call me, I'm hanging up on you. End of fucking story. I did it to Jarrell. You need to pick that shit up. Do you understand me? Also, I missed your face. Bye.
Aww.
Game on.
Game on.
Game on.
Game on.
You know, I have never listened to a single voicemail.
Yeah. Well, no, they have this Minecraft cart, same cart, six times over.
Yeah, we were talking
about it. It has different cards.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, fucking Hot Wheels.
That is the like the lithogram covers and the 3D covers and all that shit.
That shit is a dollar a piece. And you're like, oh, Hot Wheels are cheap.
No, it's not.
Not if you're collecting Hot Wheels. Yeah. That's $6 Hot Wheel.
They don't give a fuck about the six-year-old kid who wants a Hot Wheel. They care about the 30-year-old man who has a compulsive disorder that requires him to have a hobby or he's going to do too many drugs, so he fucking buys Hot Wheels.
You know what's fucking
weird?
That's
their fucking target audience.
Is at least once every couple months, I have a grown-ass man be like, so when do cases of Hot Wheels come out, and where do you take them? And I'm like, I take Hot Wheels to a distribution warehouse that you're never going to buy them from.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I don't know when Hot Wheels come out. And then they press you harder. They're like, you know when Hot Wheels come out. I'm like, I don't give a fuck when Hot Wheels come out.
Moments like that remind me of one of Tech N9ne's songs, Don't Tweet This, where like when they're on the tour bus that's setting up for a party, and it's like, no phones, no Game Boys, no PSPs, none of this shit. What happens on this bus stays on this bus. And the song's called Don't Tweet This. And about
you
the
got
crazy
fucking
shit
stories
do.
For later.
Yeah. And it's like, what happens here, Stager? We are here to experience this whole thing.
Yeah.
And then, like, three quarters of the way through a song, one of his guys is going through, like, you know, they do the, like, just dialogue on the rap song or whatever. He's like, bitch, what do you mean I'm not, I shouldn't be mad at you? It's 4 a.m. and you're talking about Twitter, man. Twitter. it's like that with a Hot Wheel, where you're like, I don't give a fuck. It's 4 a.m. That is a stupid thing you're talking about.
Also, that car right there is never going to exist. No. You can't have 27 cylinders on a fucking Toyota Prius.
And the,
like,
only
Camry,
one,
like,
the only one that ever matters is the Twin Mill and the Twin Mill 2. And they've made them. And they go fast. Other than that, fuck off.
You fucking nerd.
Because they're real cars. So they did. Twin Mill and Twin Mill 2.
We got this guy at work who we call the Viking because he practices the Viking religion.
Yep.
He's got Thor tattoos. Like, he's got the hammer on his arm.
Damn.
He celebrates the Yule. He burns the Yule log, writes the runes on the log, and then burns it for 12 days.
As he should.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Him and his boy, his wife and his
daughter. I mean, if you're going to be real on it,
no.
Their deities did more
yeah.
as no frost giants. He
talking to him, he's like, my religion is just as bullshit as the rest of them. I just like mine more.
If they all were that honest, yeah. I would fall for all religions.
Yeah.
All of them.
I'd have so yes. much more respect
for 100%. Right? If they were all like, look. This is bullshit. Like the thing with the Santa Claus being like, it's like, so this guy flies around, he's got reindeer, magic and shit, elves, magic and shit.
One day, houses in the world.
Yeah, one day all houses in the world. Basically says rape physics, not fuck it, rape it out the ass in terms of the ability to do so. Then people are like, but he's a white guy and I can't believe that he can be black. And you're like, I hate you all.
Yeah.
I hate all of you and you're all dumb.
He's like, an adorable Santa, by the way.
Oh, God, right? He looks like what Uncle Ruckus would look like if he liked being black.
Right.
That's how I feel about that black mall Santa.
I don't know where I was going bringing up the dude at work.
I don't know what
you're talking about.
Does he like Hot Wheels,
what
too?
What were we talking about right
Hot Wheels?
Before yeah. that?
Hot Wheels? I was hoping he wanted, like, a Mjolnir Hot Wheel.
Oh, that'd be so
A funny. Mjolnir wheel.
Oh, for Valhalla.
Hammer and shit.
It'd be like, what's the other one that does... Not Hot Wheels, because you can't... They're Matchbox. Yeah.
No, dude's interesting as shit. Like, I was talking to him the other day. He's like, yeah, my stepdad, his sport... It's not like he drank or anything. Sober, he liked beating us. Yeah.
Wow! Whoa. That's depressing, so Jarrell.
Fuck.
No, but so he ran away. He rode the rails for like 8 years.
Oh, that's metal as fuck.
Yeah. And he's like... So, like, when I was in Miami, I would go under the piers, and I would fish for crab, and I'd have a feast right under the pier. I'm like, you have the best stories, man.
No shit.
And he's for lack of a better term, the manager at Fed. Like,
would
for
you be
our
offended
contract.
If we had this manager on the cast?
I don't think he'd come.
Oh.
We're not
too,
manly
too metal
for
that
him.
Shit?
No, the dude does fucking everything. I could ask him.
All right.
But I don't think he'd come.
A guy like that's the type of dude who needs to write. He should do a book and just call it A Viking's Tale. And it's just his life story about shit like that with all of his cool stories.
Dude has Irish twins. He's got kids of different age, but their birthday's on the same
day.
See?
Yeah.
The dude has led a relatively interesting life.
Yeah.
Therefore, needs to write a book called A Viking's Tale.
Boom.
And then it be that. Like, that's, I've just made him $1 million. I will see none of
Co-producer, it. Co-producer, Chris.
Yeah, just give me a byline on it. Like, this dude gave me this idea from this one thing this one time. Thanks, bro. Yeah. I'd be cool.
Yeah.
That's I don't it. Have to work your act back, but no more. It's
I'll be the black muse for the white albino Viking.
Yeah.
Yeah. I will be the puck to his emperor of
Did you guys
A Midsummer's
see
Night Dream.
The reaction of Kevin Smith seeing Rogue One?
Yes.
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 Because I
yeah,
posted cause it.
Yeah, he tagged us.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah but if you asked Justin that, he'd have been like,
Although,
I'm going to see it anyway.
You, at least one of you listened to The Last Babylon. He promised to take Ralph.
No, if Ralph could make it.
Yeah.
He says, he goes,
but
do you want to go?
Can't.
He goes, if my wife doesn't go... Or Harley doesn't go, yeah. I'll
he said
totally
if,
take
he
you.
He said if, he's like, I know Jen's not going to go,
yeah.
So you
But he's like,
come.
If you can come.
He didn't say anything about Harley, and then it was him and Harley.
Yeah.
Well, that's
he can't
because
get
Ralph
mad over his daughter, though.
No,
I mean, that's
he
just
can't.
Not the rules.
But he already
No, watch,
Ralph.
No, because what's going to happen when they do it on Monday, when we listen to it, he's going to go, so why didn't Ralph go? And it'll be like, yeah, Ralph, why didn't you go? Well, I have this daughter, and he's just going to go on this whole rant about his own kid going, I fucking love her, it's whatever.
Speaking
like, you just
of those
know
two,
it.
Did you watch Yoga Hosers yet?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
So we've all seen Yoga
so
Hosers?
Yeah, we've seen Yoga Hosers.
Yeah.
Loved it.
It's exactly as
it is,
advertised.
And no, it, yeah. I love it in the sense that it is exactly what Kevin said. I know Robert, but remember, Robert, you take things so critically that you self-hate it.
He wrote it for
You self-hate
kids.
It. You gotta look
okay.
into the lens
so,
of exactly.
He wrote it for teenage girls.
He was
so,
baked
yeah.
and wrote a movie.
Let me say something, please. Because like, I feel... I've hated so much this whole, like, month.
This whole year. Like, Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Girlbusters.
I haven't seen it even yet.
You haven't
like,
seen it?
Take no.
it home.
Take it home.
Okay,
you're
I'll take it home
it.
And watch it.
It's,
and
it's a good movie.
If but
you,
see,
oh,
my
if
parents.
If you try making it a sequel, you're going to be pissed the whole time. If you just look at it as a brand new fucking movie, Girlbusters is great.
It says, answer the call on Ghostbusters, which... technically is a sequel because it doesn't say Ghostbusters
no,
2.
No, it's not. No.
It's not.
It would,
no.
But answers the call? That's like a spin-off reboot.
No, it's... Inherently, that's what it is. But if you're just going, if you're looking at it as a movie, it's like.
But the trailer wasn't funny.
No, for me, it honestly falls.
They picked bad clips for the trailer.
Honestly, for me, that movie falls into the family of RoboCop and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. It does. Right. If you look at it through the lens of 88, seeing all of those, all three of those movies of their 80s renditions.
Yeah.
And the rewatch them, fucking
get rid of your love of it, of like a, be objective about it. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is a dark 80s movie where it has some jokes and it's violent as shit that they sold to kids.
Yeah.
RoboCop.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles as a comic book like, is a dark, dark comic, fucking comic book.
But then they made the book. They made the comic book. Parents were like, meh, meh, meh. And Secret of the Ooze, they don't use any weapons at all. They use items and they never use their weapons. The first one, they stab niggers. Straight Foot Clan gets shipped. You watch the foot get fucking skewered. Shredder gets put in a trash compactor of the back of a garbage truck.
That's right.
And you watch him and hear Splinter him
has a fucking smile on his face.
Yeah. And he's like, punk ass bitch. That's how that movie ends. Yeah. But when they talk about it in two, Raphael's like, and he does a double gator into the back of a garbage truck. No, bitch.
Yeah.
They hit the button actively and he dies.
No, Casey Jones hit the button.
Yeah.
Right? But, he's like, oops.
But no, indifferent. He's like, murder.
Yeah.
Mermaid murder. Okay?
Oh, RoboCop. That's a motherfucker in a hockey mask. he's going to do it.
You have, Jason this
but
bitch.
Then you have RoboCop. Dude straight gets obliterated. You watch bitches doing coke.
No, his fucking lungs.
Drugs. You watch
and his
murderated.
Like, I'm
right?
Like,
and he's like, and he dies. Right? And then they come back and he's RoboCop. Yeah. And you're like, that's metal.
Yeah.
That's through the lens of the gritty
80s. Yeah.
You see these movies now with
that for a
dollar. Right? Yeah. But no, then you go and you see the new RoboCop and the new Teenage Mutant Turtles and the new Ghostbusters. Like, even Ghostbusters had its own dark. It was funny, and it was geared towards, like, everyone, but it was kind of, like, they're dead people. You watch the Titanic and everything, and you're like, oh, these are kind of, like, scary things.
Also, the city inspector was totally in the right to shut that
down. Oh, yeah, no, if anything, the bad guys are the Ghostbusters. But then, like, you watch 100%. No, that movie is, like, I want to see the movie from his perspective, where he goes, fucking told you, and then the bitch loses his job.
Unlicensed nuclear fucking.
And they're like, no, you're the bad guy.
You're
in the wrong. All four of you, and you're going to jail. That's illegal. They couldn't get away with it on that level now. Hence why they don't use the same dialogue for that.
Yeah.
If anything, you saw how the 80s worked, and you saw how post-millennial mentality was.
Yeah.
It's not that it's bad. It's that when you watch it and you're someone like Kale's age or even like Harley's age at like 14, they have no real reference. They know of it.
She's like 17 now.
Yeah, but I'm saying like within that like that younger teeny age, early 20s, like if they haven't
is
seen
still teenager, yeah.
But when they haven't seen the old Ghostbusters, this is their introduction to it.
Yeah.
They take it as it's visually entertaining. Yep. It has themes and music and the type of comedy they like. We may not be the biggest fans of it, but it has some
and we're
wit.
Probably the worst critics for it because, I mean,
because we grew up on
we're
the other Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
And
Britain.
The Ghostbuster cartoon and shit.
Yeah.
That was geared towards us.
Yeah, but when you look it through the lens of getting rid of what we had and that's all you have, they're not bad.
No.
Like, they're just as a movie,
it's a good movie.
Yeah.
It's a solid movie.
Okay.
With solid references
that
aren't too heavy-handed.
Yeah. Where if they wanted to do that for the nostalgia with member berries through the whole fucking thing, they could have done it. And we would have been like,
member.
Oh, my God, so much member. They could have.
Member berries is kind of our new joke.
Yeah,
right
I know.
Like,
I love member
all the time.
Thank you, South Park.
Yeah.
Hey, Kathy, member?
Member berries.
Have you,
I love them
on
so
Facebook,
much.
They started doing that ad thing for the t-shirt and coffee cup, and it's the member berries, and there's like a coffee cup, and it just says, member? And I'm like,
an ugly sweater that says
yeah,
the same and thing,
just,
and I'm like,
I want a coffee cup that
remember
just.
Hot?
Yeah, remember how cold it was? Hot. You remember when we subjugated people? We didn't like them for the way they looked. What? Nothing.
Remember?
Those are my favorite ones. They say some dark shit. Remember the Nazis? What? Nothing. You're like, remember?
I remember.
Okay, so Yoga Hosers, after I heard it was made for younger girls, made sense.
Yeah.
But the final
it's got
act.
Clerk references. Like, I'm not supposed to be here.
No,
today.
It was great. I mean.
Right.
The two main stars absolutely are Johnny Depp's daughter and
Harley Quinn. Like, they do really well.
They did amazing.
They honestly were better than I expected.
Even Justin Long as the yoga instructor.
He was really good.
That was actually one of my favorite parts.
I think my favorite commentary
like the
that
Yogi
you
Bear
saw,
fucking.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
None of them get it. The one thing I really thought that made that movie work, in the big
spoilers,
picture.
Spoilers, by the way. Like, yeah. We're talking about
who gives a fuck? Not spoilers. Go fuck yourself if you haven't seen it.
It's on Netflix.
It's on Netflix. Watch it. At least once. Give it
like
a fucking chance.
It took us a long time to see it, but it never played here. They never came here.
But you can tell the parental commentary of Kevin through with that lens for the movie as its medium to be like, this is what it's like to be a parent of a millennial.
Yeah.
And the way what he sees and perceives of his daughter and her friends, 100%.
Yeah.
You get that's why they are cranked up of that archetype where every 2 seconds they're like, oh, that's so basic. Yeah. Or, sorry, you know, like that.
Sorry about that.
Like,
I did that to somebody the other day and I'm like,
I think his mom's in the fucking movie too.
There are things in it that I got. The one that really I thought was great was the whole phys ed thing. Where the PE teacher's trying to be hardcore, and she's like, you think you can just sit there and make videos of these kids while they're doing yoga? And it's a real social commentary thing, recording other people without their consent. And they're like, do they care? And then like they're like, whatever.
At the fucking gym now, because the YMCA downtown got in trouble.
Yeah.
They have signs on the sinks that say, hey, how about you put your fucking phone down when you're in the locker room?
And then with the PE teacher is very much Kevin going, get rid of your phones and work out. And then the girls are like, our yoga instructor says we don't need to do this basic yoga. And you see this hard teacher trying to teach these kids yoga.
That was Genesis Rodriguez, the same girl in Tusk that was like the girlfriend.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
I didn't notice until the credits.
The fact that she was so cranked up made that even better.
Right.
But seeing that, you get his perspective of dealing with a millennial daughter where in the world, it's like, they don't even have PE that the same way anymore. They're doing yoga. And the PE teacher's like, I have to teach these kids fucking yoga.
I don't know. We did that one fucking video workout.
The Tai Bo. Yeah, but that was vastly more physical than fucking napping dog and shitting goose or whatever.
Yeah.
But I loved,
have you ever done yoga, though?
Oh, God, no. I'd break a back. Nope. I pulled muscles.
We have the Wii Fit. It has yoga poses. I can't do this.
When I was with Angela, we had the Wii Fit and we were on it for a full month, like hardcore.
And the Wii Fit's kind of cool.
In the beginning when it was doing the cool down for yoga, like do these workouts. And then like it would do like a yoga thing in the beginning and end to do stretches.
We should totally get Jack on the Wii Fit,
like,
by the way.
We should.
By the end of that, where it's like balance on one foot and you're like,
what?
This is gonna hurt too much.
And then you stand on the Wii Fit and it's like, you're too fucking fat. And you're like,
dude, there was nothing
sadder.
Yeah,
it makes your little character just like.
With mine just goes, beep. And I'm like, that's cool. And then Angela did it and it was like not long after she had had Kale. And it went like, beep, 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 beep.
Yeah,
and you
mine
totally
was just
saw
mean. I'm
the
like, ju-
the, yeah, that judgmentalness. You saw it in her face.
You fucking judgmental fucking video game.
And I go, and the game was like, we have a lot of work to do. And you're like, I don't fucking care. Fuck this game.
It was bad, I got really mad at mine after a while. And I'm like,
They called our cats fat, too.
They called our cats fat. Because like, you can put your pets on it.
You can weigh your animals.
We'd weigh the boys on it.
You weigh you, and then you weigh the cat.
There's
like,
Marley.
In your arm.
Then there was
Floyd.
And
it made our cats super fat. And our cats were huge. Like, they weren't ultimately fat. Like, Floyd was a little bit.
Yeah.
They were
overweight.
Just giant cats.
Yeah.
And so they're like, your cat's a little on the heavy side, and you're like,
Floyd weighed 28 pounds.
Jeez. Damn.
I thought it was more like 23.
See, my old cat, Snickers, got second place in the fat contest at Petco.
Metal.
She got, like, diet food for winning it.
Yeah.
I was like,
you're like, that's funny. Right.
But she was 23. Jeez. 28 fucking pounds.
Floyd, structurally, like, bone-wise, was huge. Like,
he was a giant
because
cat.
Because the people we got them from,
Mom got out and found a fucking alley cat.
Yeah.
Meow.
And so I'm
like,
sure the whole
like, what'd you do? Fuck battle cat? Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Half the litter looked like
I'm sure all that litter was giant.
They come out looking like Cringer and
Madagascar. Marley was the runt at like 22 pounds.
Yeah, he was like 23, 24 pounds.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lovecraft, speaking of cats.
Oh, yeah. I love your cat. He's a dick. Oh, in the biggest way.
He is the...
We got to come over sometime because I'm sure Jack would love that.
He is such a dick. You know those videos where it's like watching cats be assholes and like they jump
in. Have you seen Secret Life of Pets?
No, not I haven't yet, seen it. No.
Those cats are pure dicks.
Like,
pure assholes.
Lovecraft, so cats. Like when you wake up, Lovecraft wakes up. He's like, oh, my human is awake. He'll leave my room. And it's not like, oh, my human will feed me. None of those. He leaves the room and he gets by the door and you see him. And he's like, here he comes. Here he comes.
And then he attacks you.
And he doesn't just attack me. And this is where I've learned to deal with it. And so is Kale. Like, at first, we'd both be like, God fucking damn it, Lovecraft. He wouldn't. He would just go, quit. But he'll run and jump and attack you at night, and he'll grab your leg.
Yeah.
And now, as he goes, and he'll go to jump, and you see it. And instinctively, we just twitch our leg out of the way. Yeah. He thinks we're going to kick him. And so, in
that's
midair.
That's probably a good thing for a cat to think.
Yeah, I know. So, in midair, as he's running, he goes, and spring. Shit. And he'll fall over in midair and go, and then he collapses, and it's hilarious as shit to watch. And I'm just like,
abort!
Yeah, and he goes, abort in mid-flight, and he's like, abort! And then he hits the ground, and I'm just
it's like a goat when it gets scared. It just
yes,
goes,
and falls over.
Yeah, and I just look at him like, dumbass. And he's like, man, fuck you. But the thing that drives me nuts, and it's like, he is aptly named Lovecraft. He has a thing for water. Now you're like, oh, cats, you know, they'll play in a little bit in the faucet.
Yeah.
Like, at most, but anything
that's
else
all
them,
our cats would do. Right? They drink out of the tub, but if you got them wet, they're like, you fucking pissed on them.
Yeah,
straight up on them.
Okay, so I wish that were Lovecraft, because Lovecraft has this weird obsession with water that his water dish isn't deep enough.
Dunks his face all the way in.
He gets real close, puts his two paws in, and goes. And he bats at the water, and then it splashes everywhere, and he goes, fuck.
Look what you did.
I don't have any water. Human, something happened to my water. And I'm like, you fucking blamed all your water. And he's like, no, I didn't. Why are your paws wet? No reason.
Because I licked them.
Yeah, and he's like, I was dirty. And then, and so I put a little bit of water in it, and he's like, and he'll pat at it, and he'll be like,
no.
And he'll like look at me like I'm a dick and be like, water, human. Water. It's like fucking.
Toilet's
it's like,
over there.
No. I can't let him in the toilet. Can't even let him go
because
near
he
it.
Splash that shit all because
he comes out of the toilet soaking wet. And he's like, you wouldn't believe what I found. You found the toilet, didn't you? Dude.
What the fuck is a toilet? Yeah. There's like, this porcelain like, there's, thing with water.
He sits on the toilet seat shut and he's like, human. Human.
You got thumbs.
And when I go pee,
Dad,
right? Like,
Dad,
to go. Yeah,
Dad.
No, he is. He's like, Daddy, Daddy, Dad, Daddy. And I'll go in to go pee in the mornings, and I'll be, and I go in, and he does. It's, you want to see a weird, like, habitual thing? He runs in, climbs on the left side of the toilet, looks up at me. I'm like, it's not awkward that you stare at me while I piss. And then he goes, hurry up. So it starts. And he stares. I'm like, quit fucking looking at me. I need to fucking concentrate to go pee. And he'll go, and he'll look down at the water. Let's go. I'm like, oh, you can wait. Stop.
This on that same vein, I have a hard time peeing next to people.
Yeah.
We showed up to Mayhem and we're just sitting there peeing in a trough with everybody else.
Yeah.
Lance comes and whispers in my ear like, I'm going to fucking destroy you.
And he cuts and you
like,
right off, doesn't
he? I can't pee.
Yeah.
Now. God
no.
damn.
Yeah. So I'm trying to pee and I just have to like close my eyes and I'm just like, God damn it, Lovecraft. But what he does is he waits for me to start peeing while sitting on the left side of the toilet. But the moment I start peeing, he gets down, climbs to the right side of the toilet, and he's like, I just. He
starts
likes watching.
Hitting it.
No, he like stares at it. He's like, bubbles, 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 bubbles. And you see his brain. Bubbles, 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 bubbles. And then I stop and he goes, fuck, no more bubbles. And then I go to flush it, and that's when he looks up at me and he's like, I just want to touch it. Like the whole time. And I'm like, go to the goddamn toilet. And he's like, I'm not touching it. I'm not touching it. I'm not touching it. Every day. Not like a, that's a weird moment. Every day I argue with a cat whose only two responses are, human
and bubbles
and bubbles, 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 and it's just a look he has that just is bubbles, 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 bubbles. I just one touch, and then when Kale was taking a bath for the like the, after we'd had him like for the first time in there,
yeah,
I'm like
yeah,
just don't let him go in the tub, you know, because he's like, Lovecraft's in the bathroom, and I'm like, the moment that cat gets water on him, he's gonna fucking spaz. And I'm like, it'll be hilarious, but just don't, because I don't want him freaking out and being a douche and getting shit wet. Like a normal cat. I
Lovecraft is not
have Lovecraft, cat. Who goes, bubbles, 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 bubbles. Kale's in the tub.
Like fish and Finding Nemo.
Yeah. No, and so Kale's, Kale's at one end of the tub, and he's just chilling, and he's like, Dad? And I go, what? Just take a bath. Have fun. Like, you don't need to narrate you having a bath, because he's like, I'm playing with these. Oh, God, I don't care.
Jack does the same
Yeah,
thing.
I'm like, I don't care. I love you.
I have
death.
Thomas and Percy, yeah. and they're like, going, squeeze, squeeze,
yeah.
squeeze.
Yeah, I'm like I don't. No, see, I'm like, I don't care. Stop talking to me. Like, it gets to that point after a while. Like, I just don't want to fucking hear it. But he goes, you know how Lovecraft wasn't supposed to get in the tub? I'm like, yeah, I told you not to touch him. What if I didn't, and he's staring at me in the tub? What the fuck? And I go in there, and he looks at me, and he's like, what? Why didn't you tell me about this? And he's just sitting.
There's a whole basin for water?
He's sitting in the tub?
In the tub, in the water. His paws are touching, and he's like, I am so happy right now. So happy. And I pick him up, and he's like, what are you doing? And I set him on the floor, and I'm thinking, like, he's going to attack me, and he's just, like, in shock.
No, did he jump back in the tub?
He goes, he hops up on the edge, and he's like, stupid human, and hops up on there, and then he goes, going, 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 slips right in head first, gets soaked, comes up.
Ah, it's all right.
And just hangs out in the tub. And then he's like, I'm going to get out now. Human, help. Like, it's my fucking job to pull him out of the goddamn tub because he can't climb out of fucking porcelain.
Little human, big human's not
and
doing
I,
it.
I'm just sitting there, and Kale was like, I thought cats hate water. And I'm like,
I
think
ninja.
Ninja Jack. Ninja. Or Samurai Jack.
Oh, yeah, even better.
But no, yeah, so my cat's an idiot and is aptly named Lovecraft and loves water. So I'm like, well, at least his name fits him.
The minute that dude grows tentacles, you shove a Bowie knife right through the back of his
Oh,
skull.
Yeah. He just goes, like his neck explodes and tentacles. I'm like, nope, not having a catapus. Nope, not happening. Yep, stabby, stabby, stab. No. On a sad note, though, his fish died. That sucked. Because Lovecraft liked playing in the water, and I had to move the tank. And I have to move it every night. And we had that night it got crazy cold.
Yeah.
And it's been sitting near on the table near a heater. And
next
I just keep it low.
Next week it's going to get crazier cold.
And it got really cold. And I went and he was sitting in the water the way like he normally does at night and stuff. And I go and I tap it. And he just goes from the position. And he just goes. Bloop. Just like all because. And I check it and I tap the water. And it's like ice cold. I'm like, what the shit? And like the house was crazy cold and everything. Yeah. And it sucked. My mom's here.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, that's my mom.
What?
Yeah.
That's my mom.
Yeah.
I thought that was my mom.
I was going to say, your mom's not white. And I'm like, wait, no, your mom is white. Your mom doesn't live in Spokane.
I thought that was my mom.
I'll share.
What if I don't want to share my mom?
Fucking...
Mom, I don't want to share you.
You don't want to share
Nope, don't want to share you.
Don't do it.
Nope, Jarrell's not yours anymore. You're just my mom.
No sharing.
Yep, no sharing. I've decided not to share. I guess that just means you'll have to be further back in the line on Robert Scrivensman if you want your mom back.
I'm still going to be up
hey,
ahead of you.
Hey, you see that? Your son totally just betrayed your love the way he would humanity. Yep. Yeah. Betrays his own mother for a position in line.
She's
okay, hey, just wait when the ape overlords get married. We're all fucked. We are just screwed. Just screw humanity. Be careful, Kathy. He might just leave you for like... Ape Syndra. Yeah. And her giant orangutan arms. All because he wants to betray humanity.
Dick. I'll bring Kathy with him.
No, she won't. She's going to be part of the cool kids on the human side. She won't betray humanity
you
the way you
part of the
were.
Resistance, Kathy? Or are you going to join the apes?
Yeah, no, this is real. Okay. Whose side are you taking?
So
I mean, I know you're married to him, but hypothetically, real world, when the apes overlords
drag
do their
head
thing.
Across the microphone.
Yeah. Whose side do you take, Kathy? I don't
for
care
what?
That he's right. When the ape overlords arise and your husband betrays humanity, as he said he's going to.
Totally.
He's going to be the black.
Doing?
He's the black mayor in Red Dawn and the new one who betrays not Spokane to the North Koreans.
We haven't seen the new one.
Oh, yeah. The mayor is black. It's also not Spokane and he way betrays humanity.
Weren't they going to shoot that here?
Yeah, but they didn't. And they did it like in Oregon. Your husband's betrayal of humanity.
When the apes overthrow humanity.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm going to go with the apes because they're the winning team.
And he's real. He like we had a real argument at Joe's about it.
Yeah, I've heard the argument.
Yeah.
But
so
probably
whose
too
side
many times.
So,
yeah,
no,
like way
so whose side
too
do you take?
Times.
Who do, who's,
I
mean,
don't know.
No. You can't be on the fence on this. This is like real, Kat. We're at the stage in humanity where this
we've
could be
we've
all
made our choice.
We all know mom is going to take the side of humanity. Right, mom?
Yeah.
Thank you. Your
See?
Mom's not a traitor.
And yeah. She's got it.
That's great. Apparently you raised a traitor to humanity. So
she'll be.
I am sorry that your oldest son will betray his entire species for the want of sweet, sweet gorilla love. And that's just, I don't know. I'm ashamed of
but
you as a human
if
being.
If evolution actually happened, aren't they technically our species?
Cousins.
Cousins.
And we're humans, and we're really shit trailer for War of the Planet of the Apes when...
She's
rubbing
her eyes, so she's like, I really can't see right now
because
I got my glasses
when,
off.
When Woody Harrelson goes, the kicker of it all is, we
oh, yeah,
made you.
Shit,
like, it's a real thing. Like, we made them that evil, and it's our fault, but we're humanity, and go, nuh-uh, and our nuh-uh involves missiles. So... See? Yeah, so yeah. When they shit on us, whose side do you take? I'm just saying, I know your husband's a traitor, that's all I'm saying.
You know. I don't know.
At least that's more trustworthy than you.
Wait.
Traitor.
Yeah, he probably wants to show you the Christmas tree.
Yeah, hopefully the kids know which side to take on that one, too. You're trying to do it for your family, and you're gonna be like, I did it for you guys, and they're gonna go, traitor.
And we're gonna live in an ape mansion
while you guys
fucking
not,
build the next pyramid.
They're gonna be part of the resistance with us. We're gonna communicate with them, and they're gonna steal your paperwork.
Do you really think it's gonna go that way, though?
Yes.
Yeah.
100%. If there's any kind of like global uprising of a thing,
this feels like when we were in the car,
like,
and we're
real.
Like, it's three Jaws long. Well, how long is the Jaws? 25 feet.
Yeah.
And three of us just. 25 feet.
Yeah, Jaws is 25 feet. Yeah. So three Jaws is long. Yeah.
75 feet.
That's how math works.
I love you guys, but I honestly don't give a shit.
Whoa.
I can't
that's
cope with that world.
That's not an acceptable answer.
Well, when the ape overlords decide to do their thing.
She'll be with me.
Because she doesn't give a shit.
I'll remember that. Yep.
Yep.
And when it does happen and she's going
to
go.
I don't know enough about anything that you guys are talking about to give you an answer.
You just need to
know you've seen Planet of the Apes, right?
No.
Any Planet of the Apes.
Like
even
5 seconds
one.
Back in like 86 or something
okay.
like that.
Okay,
I was
so
like,
damn you.
Okay.
Yeah, that's,
okay.
that's
damn
all I know.
That is all you need.
That's
that
all
is,
I know.
That is all
I
you
don't...
need. That's all you need.
Yeah.
20
that's it.
Plus
you
years
need
ago of watching
all
5 minutes of a movie.
No. I win.
Nope, you don't win.
Game's
I mean,
called
nope.
I win.
Nope. Because you know what's going to happen? When they do their uprising, Kathy's going to go, no, fuck both sides. I'm out. You're both fucking idiots. And we're going to be like, oh.
Probably.
We just got called out.
Stop.
And then I'm just going to walk away because nobody's going to do anything about it. I'm just going to
be the
walk away.
The whole damn thing.
Yeah, you're going to, like, the war is literally at that point. Like, both sides are ready to go. We got, they have bows and arrows. We got machine guns. And you're going to go, you're all fucking idiots. And we're just going to be like,
oh.
And we're like, should we just go for a beer? This escalated quickly, didn't it? What
then
was
we'll go
this
to the
over?
War style, like in the Drew Carey show.
Yeah. yeah.
Where everything got solved was at the war style.
And then we'll all just kind of hang out.
Done.
And we'll be like.
Problem solved.
So that escalated pretty badly.
Hey, Mom. How's it going?
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Ann.
Don't speak to my mother. Don't speak to my mom.
Chill the fuck out, man.
I am chilled the fuck out. My mom.
Wow, that
his.
Was real. My speaker just went
just
tight.
Is my mom's cooler than your mom?
No, because your mom won't betray humanity like you will.
Oh.
Yeah.
She's got a point.
So.
Yeah.
She's humanity's mom, and you're part
so
of the ape
So you would
people.
Betray your own mother?
Yes, he would, for the ape overlords. You see how shitty he is?
For the ape overlords, of course.
And I just couldn't be a part of
that. Did you just hear that?
Yeah,
see,
you know what's going to happen?
Unconditional mom
love. You know what's going to happen?
Yep.
It's going to be the really sad moment when she has to kill you, and she's going to go, I love you, to go, I love you too, Mom.
I'm okay with, like, fucking...
That'd be way metal and way sad,
of
though,
mice
at the same
and men,
time.
Like...
Yeah,
I'm
think about the rabbits, George.
Yeah, think about... And she's just gonna go, I love you. And it's gonna be fucking glorious. Oh my
at least
God,
I thought
so
about
sad.
The rabbits.
This went so goddamn
be
dark,
so
goddamn
sad.
Quickly.
That got way dark, but I'd way see that movie. Like, that version of the Planet of the Apes.
As long as
way
you're down. The guy with the Vaseline glove, because you're fucking weird and shit.
Yeah, why do you have that? I don't know. No. Nothing, because I'm not allowed to.
Three of us can't.
Four of us can't.
You can't either? I thought
I technically can, but I don't.
See?
Because they don't drug test me, but... Yeah.
This says a lot about our personalities if we're sober.
Or
about our school district.
Yeah.
Also, they don't drug us at all.
You probably could because they don't drug test you at 7-Up.
That's because I'm not on the union.
They just take you for granted. Like,
That's different. We take you for granted. We don't care if we drug test you or not.
Yeah. She doesn't drive any company vehicles or anything.
I just handle all the money that comes in and out of the whole place.
A position where one would probably want someone to be at least tested occasionally. Well,
No, as long as the money's fucking great. Nah, who cares? No, that's
hey,
fair.
Homie, be nice to that.
I'm just saying, I don't want to lose you to the apes.
None of us do.
I'll make sure your body's top of the heap.
Oh, fuck yeah. I don't want to be like at the bottom of the heap.
My child's down here. Language.
Ape, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Jack, let's not play the drums right now, bud.
You can go chimp yourself.
We'll make your new people derogatory slang.
Hey, homie. No drop.
We're doing
no
a
drums.
Podcast, bud.
Yeah. So you can't play that. I mean, when the apes do their uprising, you can, because they don't like loud noises, so you'll be able to distract the man to your father.
Hey, Jack, come here and talk on the mic.
So you can be part of the resistance.
Are you for the apes or the humans?
What are you for? Apes or humans?
Right there in the...
Oh, well, I guess your son is part of the humanity.
So you're going to go against your own son.
Satan in the mic didn't count.
I heard it. Yep.
You heard it because you're in the room with
him. Uh-oh.
There goes.
Wonder Woman!
You're fine, Jack. Don't worry about it.
That look
you're
on
fine.
His face was like, I was just trying to move, guys.
Just push this chair over.
Push Uncle Robert over, dude.
Yeah.
No, he's trying to... Here, yeah.
There we go.
Pull that out of his way.
There we go.
Here you go, little homie.
You got it.
You're fine, dude.
Yeah.
Did you show Granny the tree yet, bud?
You want to sit on my lap real quick? You want to say humans in the microphone again so your dad can hear it?
Because your dad's a trainer.
Okay.
To the...
Yeah, he wants to go show you the Christmas tree.
Kiss me.
We're just...
Oh, yeah. Well, that's his thing right now.
I've been here longer than you guys know.
Dun, dun, dun.
You haven't been here that long.
How long have we been downstairs?
35 minutes.
So it would have to be within the realm of 25.
She's been down here at least... That's what I said. 35 minutes.
You said 25.
No, he said 25.
I said 25.
Oh.
But...
How dare you?
And she came she came down about 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, it was...
She
hasn't been here that long.
It hasn't been too terrible.
She thinks she's been here long. She hasn't been here that long.
I don't know. Hearing our own conversations, there are times I'm like, fuck, we're just assholes. And that takes forever. And then you look at the time and you're like, that was all said in 10 minutes? Man, we're mean.
Right.
Unless, you know, it's about our traitorous friend.
I really can't remember what I brought the Viking up about.
Because you probably betrayed them, too.
No, I was
prefacing. You started talking about him burning his logs.
Yeah, but there was I had a fucking theme to go through.
It was Hot Wheels, Viking friend, way Viking into his Vikingness.
But there was,
and then I was like, the book
there
that
was
he
a
should
real
do
fucking thing I was going to say. I can't remember.
Must have been that.
Is he a robot now?
That'd be
Is
so
he
great.
A space Viking?
That'd
be kind of cool, Space Vikings. I like the...
I'd watch it.
Oh,
that's
no,
what I
no.
miss about the old Spaghetti Factory.
I would love a world...
Is if it was big, it was space this. So Space Pope
was all things. And it doesn't really work with Hot Wings.
Remember that night we had like 15 Space Popes and like, why are people ordering? And it was all in one ticket.
Yeah, they all ordered Space Pope.
Yeah. I want four sauces on one spaghetti, but I want it super fucking huge.
Yeah. No, my favorite
Why would
was
you order food like that there.
Or
because
we
what they would do is it you'd get meat, tomato, mozzarella cheese, and clam. And you want to know why? Gross. And there's no nice way to say this, but this is it was real and it was legit, and you experienced it. Women are incredibly indecisive when it comes to spaghetti, apparently, and they can never pick a sauce. You can even ask all the servers, and they'd go, the only ones who'd order it if you saw like a bunch of like potpourris. You could go, that's all women, isn't it? And then the girl server's like, that's sexist. And then the server would be like, no, yeah, it's all women. Every single one of them. They couldn't figure out a sauce, so they
took
had
a bunch of space posts.
Put marinara sauce with Alfredo sauce on top and shit?
Well, no, like, they do
no,
like, they
do
it in four corners. But they were so indecisive that guys never order it. The guys always got the number 3 or the baked chicken. And that's guaranteed.
That's
you could look
and
at a
number
table.
Number 3 was the meat platter.
Yeah, it was a meat platter. You could tell
really
a, like
good,
you could tell a ticket like who was on it. by almost their age group.
We had a night by where what it was, they had. It was like 10 space popes, sauce on side for all of them. So we had 40 little Spumoni cups full of sauce, and then 10 plates of just plain spaghetti.
And when you see it, and you're like,
wow.
And then you go, it's like a company party, right? And they're like, yeah, like, and it's all girls, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it was a weird thing, and it's like, and then like they couldn't figure out a sauce, so they just say, I don't know what I want. Let's just go the potpourri.
Sauce every on time. Side,
and then they go sauce on side, and you're like,
they want to put it on themselves.
Yeah, and you're like, go.
And so they don't mix.
Yeah, see, and then go fuck yourselves.
I order the same goddamn thing every time I go to an Italian restaurant, so, and it doesn't matter where
she
I go.
She gets angel hair with meat sauce, preferably, but with meatballs.
Husband mentioned it.
I
can order Kathy's fucking Subway sandwich too, and I haven't been to Subway in like years.
I don't eat spaghetti.
You don't eat spaghetti anymore?
No, I'll make it. We still like I'll be 100% real. Like if I'm really trying to throw down, like with mad skills, like if I have a girlfriend and I'm like, and like not as someone I'm wanting to date, like as if it's like a, I'm like this is for real, real. I'll make the Vesuvius that we used to make it. The spaghetti
still
factory.
Give me the V Rod fucking home recipe.
So good.
Or just come over and cook,
and just make it, because it's so good.
Make it for fucking podcast sometime. We always eat.
Yeah.
I can do it.
That's not a pulled pork.
Yeah. No, it, dude, like, the Vesuvius is so fucking dope. It's so dope. And there, I've made it for, like, I've had, like, a girl over, and it's like, you know, we're moving into a relationship in some way, and they're like, I love spaghetti, and I'm like, I got you. Because they're like, we should go somewhere for spaghetti. And I'm like, I don't
Don't go to spec.
And I was like,
you don't have
go
any
anywhere.
Millions of pounds of spaghetti we've made.
and I explain it to them. And I'm like, but I can make you the best spaghetti you've ever had. And they're like, I don't know. And then they always go, my mom's. I'm like, your mom's spaghetti ain't shit.
Ain't shit.
It just, that's fact.
Yeah.
And then they're like, wow, that's extreme. I'm like, no, but it's not wrong. And then when I make them Vesuvius, they look at it and they're like, are you sure? Because when you look at it, you're like,
it looks like dog food.
Yeah. And you're like, would you eat that? I'm like, always. And then they eat it and they're like, oh my fuck, this is great. I'm like, right? Like,
remember
it way is.
Matt Diego from middle school?
I do. He used to be
sounds
my best friend.
Way familiar.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
I know Matt because.
You and I went to his fucking like birthday party.
Yeah.
And we watched all the Jason movies. We watched 10 Jason movies.
Yeah.
That
was so bad.
His dad was a chef, made amazing fucking spaghetti. Like, had that shit going for 24, had the sauce going for 24 hours. I'm like, is that really necessary? He's like, yeah. And I'm like, now that I'm older, I'm like, no, it's not really, but whatever. That might be better than V-Rod.
That's saying Ooh. Something.
Yeah.
It was
that's
really
way, good. Really?
But yeah.
That's way more dedicated. Although, like, he had fucking bones in the sauce and shit to pull out the marrow and then pulled this shit out later. And it made like a Bertha-sized pot of spaghetti sauce. For home?
Jeez.
Yeah.
That was good.
That's a lot of spaghetti. Yeah, and Bertha is like the size of the drum. Like the Bertha pot he's talking about is like that big.
Yeah, it's about the size of that 16-inch drum right there.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yep.
Fuck Bertha in its face, dude. Like,
well, no. It wasn't so much
soup.
It wasn't so much the making of it that sucked. It was difficult with the position and the height of the pot, like to a degree. But
and then it was 40 gallons of sauce you had to pull off the stove. And
yeah, which
sucks, the floor.
Which was kind of cool when you could do it single-handedly. Also, the dumbest thing you can do. There's a point of manliness there on the XY axis of I'm going to do this because I'm a man and you're a fucking idiot. Taking off Bertha is the XY.
It's hard with one other person.
Because with one other person, you're like, grab, 1, 2, 3, up and down. And there is no showboating with it.
And of course, Eric never stirred that fucking pot, so it was the worst.
But he wouldn't stir it. So you'd have this much sauce burnt to the bottom, and you'd sit there on your hands and knees,
with
covered
a spoon,
in flecks of sauce,
just
dried
scraping
burnt,
it off.
I fucking hate you, Eric.
And he laughed about it.
And he'd be like, go fuck yourself. Yeah, no, it sucked. But there was a few times I pulled it off by myself. And
why would you do that?
There's this XY axis, right? Like, it's right there where I'd be like, I wanted to see if I can do it. So I'd grab it and I'd be like, 1, 2, 3.
That sounds like a Justin thing. And then it ends up all over the floor.
Never.
And
not once.
Four people to fucking clean it up.
The thing that makes it scary isn't it ending up on the floor because it's heavy, because I can do it. What made it terrifying, because this is where success, again, the desire to succeed versus the on your XY has to correlate with, oh sweet God, am I gonna die from third degree burns?
Yeah. Yeah.
Desire to succeed immediately intersects with, oh God, I'm gonna die from third degree burns down my chest. Yeah. You would be surprised at the level of motivation that this causes for this to happen.
Yeah.
So therefore, I'd be like, okay, and go, and out, and I'd be like, I did it. Oh, the fuck!
It's like a 4 maybe 5 foot drop from the oven
straight down
from the stove to the floor.
Yeah, and you're down, and you're just like, whoo, and we're good.
And then you have to slide it into the fridge and then portion it out in the fridge.
Yeah, into long pans whilst still hot. And it pouring on your arms and you going, sweet fuck ass, through a door that people shouldn't be able to hear you. Yeah. Which weirdly got a window put in it because cake started disappearing.
Because of you. And Bruce.
That ain't me. A
little bit of me. Well, some cake, of Justin.
Okay. So
we had chocolate mousse cake and cheesecake, and they both started disappearing.
To say they started disappearing is we would take 2 cakes of each, put them on the large pans. On little plates, make them look really pretty, and put a lid over them.
Yeah,
and then but
Chris
if the ones
do
that
a
broke,
whole one in one bite.
But if they broke,
damn, dude!
When you say it like that, you make me sound like a bad
person.
Have
you ever watched him eat a cupcake?
I don't want to.
No, because I have to live in a very there's this XY axis right of cupcake enjoyment versus my friend's proximity towards me.
He doesn't do it around us anymore because we go
does nothing to me, right? You see, does nothing.
Now
I will put a
cupcake
in my mouth. I will outright choke and die. Choke and die. I have died. We were at the spag. I put it in my mouth and
Justin goes, watch this.
And I start dying. I'm just laughing so hard I can't breathe now. And it's dry cupcake covering my throat. And I'm like,
and then he did another cupcake.
I did it again because I was sad because I eat my feelings. And I'm like, you guys almost killed me. Fucked up. And so you'll basically see me sitting there going.
I got you with it pretty recently,
not
too.
Not trying to joke.
I don't remember what we were doing.
My dad, he had those mini cupcakes, and I went and I ate the whole thing, and he goes, bibbidi bibbidi, you're welcome. And then I have to, like, force swallow a whole cupcake and be like, diabetes.
I remember if we talked about this on the podcast, but I had a guy jumping for me. I was training him so that he could work Christmas with us. And Chris leaves me this awful fucking text or
voicemail.
And I turned to him and was like, are my friends and I bad people? And he's like, how so? I'm like, we leave the most vitriolic voicemails when we call each other.
I think it was about Lawrence Krauss, too.
It was that off week that we went and then that day.
It was Daniel
so
Tiger.
How we haven't done that as a story on the podcast is beyond me.
We'll do that right next because we got a little bit of time. And he's like, how so? Like, how bad are these voicemails? And I have a Bluetooth radio in my phone, in my stereo. So I'm like, all right, listen. And I pull my phone out and I play it. And if I remember, I'll put it at the end of this episode.
You should.
But. Chris leaves me the worst fucking voicemail. He's like, I think that just makes you really good friends. I'm like, that's what we are hoping for, but we leave mean things to each other.
As you know the rule,
you
of course had the mulligans at first because you weren't so much a part of it in the beginning.
I had the warning.
Yeah.
Now if you don't answer your phone, we're going to leave you a bad voicemail.
But now it's terrifying because you're like, fuck, I'm picking up.
That very same day, I'm calling Chris back. And he's on the phone with his dad talking real shit about buying that Mustang. And he's like, oh, Jarrell's on the phone. Here's where it gets worse. His dad's like, you're going to answer that, right? Because he's going to leave you a bad voicemail.
Dad knows.
That's the level of it. But the voicemail I sent, when you, like, hopefully you can throw it on at the end of the podcast.
Shit, but, I'll just play it in the mic now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
So, essentially, and I did the same thing. We did it to Justin, too. So we'll tell you the story of what happened for the evening, but with the voicemail. Oh, hold on. We'll just hear it.
Oh, he's got it already. Damn, you're quick.
Here's the thing. When I call, you fucking pick up. It's not a game. It's not like, I'm going to just fucking not pick up the fucking phone when my best fucking friend fucking calls me. You pick up the goddamn fucking phone. And don't think you're going to fucking go and ignore the voicemail. No one at the voicemail to call you. If you do not check out this voicemail before you call call me, I will immediately hang up. I'm going to be like, Jarrell, what number did I say?
17.
If you don't tell me 17, fuck you, fucking fuck ass. Call me back, though. Love your face. Bye.
So, while we were... Oh, shit. While we were out and about, he leaves Justin the same kind of voicemail with a different number. Kay. Hi, Justin. What's up?
Oh, Justin called.
Yeah, we have about a half an hour ish.
More like 20 minutes.
Like 20 minutes. Yeah, we're doing the last one.
Yeah.
Come do the intro. Yeah, you should come and do the intro.
Yes.
We're talking about voicemails right now. We can go a little long. We'll see you in a bit then. Okay, sounds good. Bye.
All right. Get here, bitch.
So that same night.
You see how no matter what I picked up, though.
Yeah.
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 If that's your son or, like, if that's your, you know, your father, don't pick it
it's
up.
Real it's real fear podcast. When you see but these two Justin. On your call and you're like, I can't pick up right now.
Yeah. Like, it's legit. You're like, God damn it. So, and then when you do get the call after and you finally pick up and you talk, you go, so you got to listen to that voicemail? I'll listen to it.
He did that same thing to Justin, like, I'll give you a number.
Yeah.
If you don't tell me that number, there are going to be consequences. The guy next to me, after I showed him that, he's like, so what if you don't have the number? I'm like, he'll probably hang up.
Yeah.
And he's like, why? And I'm like, because that's what he said he'd do.
And that was, and that's the best part, too. Because after I did it, I'm like, fuck, I have to stick with this. No, I wasn't talking to Dad. I was talking to Mike. The dealer for the car.
No,
or no.
No,
it was my dad, but
when
after
I left
that.
The voicemail.
Oh, yeah, when you left
you
the voicemail.
You picked up when I called you the first time you were talking to Mike.
Yeah.
But so he calls Justin, leaves a long fucking voicemail,
same
does
thing,
the same number just, thing.
Yeah.
He's like, what's the fucking number? Like, oh, when he picks up.
We're in the bar, and I go, what's the fucking number? And he goes, I don't know, click. And he calls.
He calls back 2 minutes later, 34, fuck you.
I have to stick to my guns. I can't just fucking leave it.
Yeah.
So, but the moment he goes, I don't click. Not what I asked. Straight. And it was, and the look on his face though was like, fuck, he didn't just hang up on his ass. And I get a text message from Justin. He goes, you're a fucking asshole. And so it's like there's a full minute like difference between him and calling because he had to re-listen to the voicemail just to fucking say the number. And he's like, it was like 34, you fucking dick. I'm like, oh, yeah, hey, what's up? Just, like, because you have to stick to your guns.
Yeah.
Then we had to describe exactly
what. Like, we'll give you the address. Nah, just tell me what it's by. I fucking hate you so much.
It's by Mojo's old apartments.
Okay.
And then he still went to the wrong place.
Yeah.
Of course he did.
Yeah. No. So, in terms of a situational irony for this story, we wanted to go see Lawrence Krauss. He's an astrophysicist. A really, really, really smart human being.
Cool. Also pretty funny.
Yeah, really funny. Yeah. Really good dry humor. Almost British. With, like in terms of its dryness, like it's good.
Ripped on Trump a bunch of times.
Yeah, it was great.
But I like it.
Like a work around it in a clever way.
Yeah.
So we're all there having a great time. It, like, is our plan. We're going to the Fox to see it. We were in the Mustang. We're driving. Vroom, 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 and there's a couple of kids with their parents. And we're like, oh, that's cool. Like, these parents want to have their kids into physics.
Yeah.
Make it awesome.
Rock and roll.
No, then there were a lot of kids.
And then we
start
walking up and we're like, and I'm like, not to sound like an asshole, but do these parents not have fucking babysitters? Like, what the shit, dude? We're here to see a man about physics, not fucking, like, Thomas the Train Engine's physics. Like, this is fucking dumb. And then we're standing, we're like, this, and there's tickets, but this was free.
This is before you got the Mustang.
We were in the Mustang.
No, we took the Mustang the day of.
Oh, and we did go. Yeah, oh, no, because we took separate cars down this time then, huh?
No, we took your Explorer. I went to your house.
Did we do the expedition?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Expedition. And so then... And so we then walk, outside and we're like, what the hell? And I can't find it on Facebook. It's just a lobby full of parents and kids and the parents look like they're ready to cry. And we're like, well, this is fucking weird.
Yeah.
So we go and this is two grown men who are there to see an astrophysicist staring at the scrolling marquee like moths to a flame, seeing things pop up. And it goes, tonight, Daniel Tiger.
You guys called me and I told you it was Daniel Tiger.
And it's showing all these things like, blah, blah, blah,
next
blah,
week,
blah.
Lawrence
and
Krauss.
It goes, next week, Lawrence Krauss and science. And we're like, God fucking damn it.
We're a week early.
Yeah, we were a whole week early.
Damn.
Sitting here talking shit about these kids. And it's like, we failed. Like, we're here to see one of the smartest human beings on the planet. We're like, we're going to get our knowledge on.
Put
there.
On my Eastern Washington.
Yeah. We're going to be pretty fucking clever, sir. Nope. Look like a pair of fucking clown shoes. Yeah, that was great.
Oh.
And so we went and had beer and hung out with Justin.
Cute. cute
for like 10 minutes.
Who then got really mad because we apparently, because we didn't invite him to Lawrence the next week. And we were like,
we invited him to Lawrence that night when we went to Daniel Tiger Neighborhood. We're like, you want to go next week? He's like, not really.
Yeah, because that's how he feels about it.
Why didn't you guys invite me?
Well, I'll be 100% real. I don't know a lot of people who are like, yay, physics. And that's real.
I like physics.
But it's not I don't see you like express your enjoyment of physics. So I don't know these things. Where if you see me on the internet, then you'll be all like, oh, I'm pretty sure Chris would be excited for that. Like when I was like, oh, God, I'll squeal like a girl if I go. Right. I have to keep cool. All
right.
It's hard.
Why didn't you invite me? I'm a math nerd.
Oh, you way should have gone. That's his fault. That's that son's fault. You can have your mom back.
Do you know who Lawrence Krauss is off the top of your head?
I do not.
See?
And that's why he didn't invite
you. At least you've heard the fucking name. I got so excited about this.
I was this way show, late, as the kids say.
And I bring it up to people, and they're like, who's that? And I'm like, why don't you?
I couldn't talk to anyone at work about it. They were like, so what'd you do last night? I went and saw an astrophysicist.
I've literally only been able to talk to you yell about it.
Yeah.
At
the people I work with, they were like, what are those words that you said? I'm like, astrophysicist.
Yeah,
because I'm. Are you heading out?
I have to get out. Yeah, I have to head home with Elmira.
Okay.
You parked behind her, huh?
The box you're looking for is on one of the kitchen chairs. It's a white box. Oh,
okay. As you go out the door, it's on that end.
It says
door.
2 Jackson and Atticus. It's okay. The only one.
Okay. It's so. Little passports.
By later in the week, because by Thursday I'm free until January
2nd. Okay.
Ooh,
sounds
sweet.
Good.
All right. I love you guys.
Bye,
Mom.
Too,
I'm the better son. Bye, Mom. Don't talk to my mother.
Why are you always trying to steal my fucking mom?
I'm not. Why are you trying to betray humanity?
Well, because she's an awesome mom. Because
I'm gonna.
Yeah, she's an awesome mom. Yeah. You're a shitty son. Betraying humanity.
Boom. Yeah. How about just a shitty human? Like, I'm an alright son.
Nope.
Yep.
Because if you were a better son, you wouldn't betray humanity.
Yeah, not even Donald Trump's against humanity.
I'm pro.
Wow. Damn.
I just said
nope.
Uh oh.
Nope. I am not a part of that.
I'm pro 8.
And you know they're going to make it great again. They're going to make it great ape.
They're not going to build fucking promises of fake walls that are never going to happen.
Nope, just jungle gyms. The greatest jungle gyms
you've
out there.
Ever seen.
Entire skyscrapers destroyed for a jungle gym coliseum.
And each skyscraper is going to have a plane that's going to go round and round so it's going to be prepared for the giant
all biplanes. Biplanes will make a comeback. The greatest biplanes. The greatest.
No,
I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna go for that ape overlord.
See?
But only if it is the King of the Kong. Also, on that note, that trailer for Kong
Skull Island
looks metal as fuck.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. No, that can have all my giant gorilla babies.
Yep. And my money.
And it has T-Rexes.
Yeah.
He wants to have giant gorilla babies, but...
I don't want giant gorilla babies. That sounds...
This is a lot of work.
I've already got 2 kids
again,
that are a lot of work.
I've seen Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, and the last time a guy tried to take a great ape in as a kid, it decided to take over the planet.
Yep.
So
it's not my thing.
Yeah. I don't want to be the white guy responsible for the damnation of mankind.
Thanks, James
Thanks,
Franco.
White guys. Yeah, thanks, James Franco.
That's my job.
Yeah.
You're the James Franco of this podcast.
I like that.
Spring break.
Spring break.
James Franco's a pretty great actor, you know?
He's not, well, he did play Hobgoblin.
He hung out with Kim Jong-un.
And that actually was a funny movie.
That was really funny.
The interview was great.
Yeah.
I do love his argument for liking Katy Perry. It doesn't matter. Everyone likes Katy Perry. Just he's so real with it. He goes, who fucking cares what they think? You are a dictator with a tank, with an army, with a nuke. You can like Katy Perry.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I remember watching the Super Bowl that year with her, and I was like, I like this song.
That movie came out after the Super Bowl.
You still
it?
Want a shark costume.
Yeah, oh, Kathy
the,
was going to be
the left shark.
Kathy was going to be left shark for Halloween, but she
went
to buy her costume on Halloween, and all the left sharks were gone.
Yeah.
Did they have the right shark at least?
No, there was no shark.
There wasn't even a right shark?
No.
Oh.
She was a chicken this year because that's all that was there.
I was a chicken. Well, see, I was totally going to buy it earlier, but $50 for...
But it was $30.
Costume,
it was $30 hairs.
Yeah.
So do we want to end it and then just do, and then when Justin comes back, we can just give him the intro so he can't be a part of the podcast?
Yeah.
Okay. On that wonderful note.
We dragged him all the way here.
All the way here.
Car.
Car.
Car. Car.
Hello, we are not available now. Please leave your name and phone number after the beep. We will return your call.
Here's the thing. When I call, you fucking pick up. It's not a game. I'm going to just fucking not pick up the fucking phone when my best fucking friend fucking calls me. You pick up the goddamn fucking phone. And don't think you're going to fucking go and ignore the voicemail. No one has the voicemail to call me. If you do not check out this voicemail before you call me, I will immediately hang up. I'm going to be like, Drill, what number did I say? 17. If you don't tell me 17, fuck you fucking fuck ass. Call me back though. Love your face. Bye.
Next message.
Oh, motherfucker. You think me not picking up is unacceptable? And then, oh, I'm Chris, I'm too important. Pick up the phone. Answer your goddamn phone when I call. You know what? Fuck it. Fine. Call me back.
Next message.
Listen here, you morose motherfucker. Who the shit do you think you are ignoring my phone call? I don't give a fuck if you're working. Oh, I'm going to join you. I can't be on my phone because football. Fuck football. Fuck that shit. You pick up the goddamn phone. If you don't listen to this voicemail, it's number 4. You need to know that. If you don't listen to it and then you call me, I'm hanging up on you. End of fucking story. I did it to Jarrell. You need to pick that shit up. Do you understand me? Also, I miss your face. Bye.
Next message.
So this is like having a unicorn in the backyard. It's like finding a pot of gold at the end of a rainbow because the rarity of the fact that you let me leave voice messages is kind of absurd because you know the risk you're taking and you know the rules of the game, which we went over a few days ago. But since you're kind of a piece of shit that just doesn't want to actually answer your phone once in a while, you know, and just forward my phone call, which is, you know, greatly appreciated because it's kind of like I was trying to talk to you about, you know, actually watching wrestling. But, you know, if you wanted to be a piece of shit and not actually have two phones, you can go rot in hell and probably have pineapples and all that nasty little thing with little spikes and have them chopped up for the sun moonshine, you know, as a rock bit. So, just let you know. Take it to better.
Next message.
I could be that friend right now. That friend. The one you don't want me to be. The one I know you have been. And I don't want to be that guy. I swear to fucking you're killing me. It's not you. Good, because I'm going to stab you in the fucking throat if it was. I would have just smacked you. You pick up your phone when I fucking call you. That's the rule. Because if I have to leave a voicemail, I leave the most heinous fucking voicemail. Justin fucking knows this. Justin, he's a piece of shit. No, he's not. He just left. And if he was a real fucking friend, he'd pick up his goddamn phone. But he doesn't. Because he's a piece of shit human being. And if he was a better person, he would have picked fucking phone. All I wanted to know is if it was the mall or if it was AMC. But no, you had to be a fucking man child about it and fucking just leave. This is a piece of shit. Piece of fucking monkey balls.
Next message.
All right, you know what I have to do. You're the one who didn't pick up his phone. You know the fucking routine. You piece of shit. You didn't pick up your fucking phone. This is something fucking important. I call, you pick up. This is real important. Because apparently, there is a movie done by the great and almighty John Carpenter called The Mouth of Madness. Obviously, it sounds familiar. You need to fucking check it out. Apparently, it's his crazy adaptation of Mountains of Madness that we have never heard of. So, stop whatever you're doing. That includes sleep. Listen to this voicemail. Fuck this voicemail. Fuck it. Right now, get on the internet. Find this fucking movie now. You should do that. For real, real. Peace out. Boy.
Next message.
Oh, motherfucker. Who didn't pick up his phone? Fucking the bitch didn't pick up his phone. Because he's a bitch. He knows that he needs to pick up his fucking phone. I know you're like, God fucking damn it. I didn't pick up my fucking phone. No, Chris needs me a fucking voicemail. Because I'm a fucking bitch. You're right, I fucking am. You should come back when you get this, though, okay? Because if you don't, well, guess we just can't be friends anymore. Bye. Bitch!
Next message.
Oh, I see how it is. I'm Morris Day.
Use it on if you get your truck parked outside, but I don't care. Andy's here, and you could have picked up your phone, but you're like, no, I'm here. I'm going to pick up my phone. Yeah, you heard that?
Next message.
You will never guess where we are. We're in your house. Right now, I'm letting you know that. We're in your fucking house. It's a black guy and a Puerto Rican and a small blackish child. Ooh, in your house. You're going to steal some shit.
No.
Love your face.
Next message.
Drell's house. I said, whose house? Drell's house. We in whose house? We in your fucking house. In it. Wiggity wiggity. Yeah, son, that's why I said that. Because he said that and then I said the thing I said.
Next message.
Because I know how to follow rules, I'm not going to leave an evil, harassing, hate-filled voicemail because it only rang no time. It went straight to your voicemail, so I figured either your phone was off or you were just in a spot in the house that has no reception. So I am not going to be an evil friend, but know that this is your one. And if I have to call back and leave a second voicemail, I am within my legal right to leave a very heinous and very not nicety-filled voicemail to you, my best friend that is Terrell. I'm letting you know now, because that's what friends do, to let each other know shit. Hopefully you pick up the next time I call you.
Next message.
Here's the thing. I call, you pick up the phone. That's been the same regimen for, what, 15 years? You pick up the phone when I call you. In the fucking story, I'm working. I have kids. Excuses. I don't want fucking excuses. I want fucking results, Jarrell. For real, I'm sick of your shit. But you should be awesome and text and or call me back. And don't leave a harassing voicemail because that's just rude. So fuck you on that. Pre-post in advancement. We're trying to find out if we have beer at your house that needs to be bottled. Because we don't know. So. Or, oh, like it's already done. Like we have beer at your house or beer that needs to be done. One or the other. Or if we need to make beer. Because we probably need to do all of the yes. Of above. Like we'll circle D all the above. So give me or your boyfriend a call. One of us will pick up. And I swear to fuck if you leave a harassing voicemail, it's your ass. Throwing it out there. No threat. Just for real, dude.